More and more couples are saying I do to a non-religious wedding celebration and I don't to a church ceremony. That's according to new figures released today by the Central Statistics Office. Overall, just over 44% of couples chose some form of religious ceremony last year, most of those opting for a Catholic marriage, while 40% had a non-religious marriage, 5% more than in 2022. Barbara Ryan is a wedding celebrant based in County Wicklow in Bray and joins us now on the line. Barbara, you're very welcome to the programme and thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, I believe you've been a celebrant since 2017, is it? What have you seen? What's been the pattern, the popularity of non-religious wedding ceremonies?
Well, I've certainly seen them becoming more and more popular. I mean, year on year, there are more inquiries and more bookings.
And what are couples saying to you about why they want to go for a non-religious ceremony?
I think there's a real mix of reasons why. I think the flexibility of location seems to be the main one. A lot of couples really want to have the ceremony, the celebration and the day after in the same venue. And lots of venues now have beautiful little chapels or gorgeous function rooms. So you can have the whole celebration in one place and there's no admin of going from one venue to another. I think as well, couples really want a ceremony that is focused on them, you know, the reasons why they love each other. And perhaps they have some children now and they want to have them included in the ceremony. So having a ceremony that is focused on them and why they love each other is a huge reason. And I also think that, you know, it's been almost 10 years since marriage equality, and young couples who are coming up now can see a future for themselves that they may not have been able to see before. And it's wonderful. So we have lots of same-sex couples as well.
And what sort of locations do people opt for?
It really depends. So if couples want to do everything in the one venue, you know, they're looking for hotels that have, you know, beautiful rooms and they can host a lot of guests and all of that. But also, if you do your legal paperwork in the registry office beforehand, that opens you up to having ceremonies in the most unusual and fantastic places around Ireland. I did the most incredible wedding about 2 years ago overlooking Loch Dan in County Wicklow at sunset in July. And it was just one of the most beautiful ceremonies. It was windy, it was cold, but it was just so gorgeous overlooking that incredible vista. And that is a ceremony that's going to stay with me and hopefully the couple for the rest of my life. I mean, it was just incredible. So that imagination is just incredible.
And on that occasion, the rain stayed off.
It did, just about. I mean, I was a little bit worried about that, but no, we made it through.
Okay, well, it's lovely to talk to you and thank you for sharing your experience over recent years. That's Barbara Ryan, a wedding celebrant, speaking to us there from Bray in County Wicklow.